Hare Krishna, each and everyone, once again for joining the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Raj Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association and enlightening on this special topic. We are very eager to hear from you. Before handing the call to you, I would like to hand over the call to Preeti Vilasini Mataji to give brief introduction over to you, Prabhuji. Preeti Vilasini Mataji, please take over the call.
Hare Krishna. It's my great honor and pleasure to be introducing the star of Bhakti Sangha, His Grace Raj Prabhu. So Raj Prabhu lives in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, and he has a beautiful story how he got introduced to Krishna consciousness. So he was initially going to ISKCON Bergamo in Italy, where he got his first bead bag one early morning when his day was really stressed out about 10 years ago. And he received very good prasadam, and he had the opportunity to pray to the Radha Krishna deities in Canada. At that time, Raj Prabhu did not have any clue about Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON. And for years, he did not even do any Krishna conscious activity after that episode. In 2019, October 6th, Prabhu was again stressed, and he was looking for some answers on YouTube about the purpose of life. And he saw the wonderful video of His Grace Amoghlila Prabhu, and with Krishna's mercy, he was able to connect with him on 14th October 2019. That was like within a few days. And then he asked his wife about going and getting a new bead bag. And she told him, "What are you talking? We already have one in the house for the last 10 years. And then Raj Prabhu couldn't believe his ears. And he realized that actually Krishna was with him all this while protecting him. And then he took up chanting very seriously. And it's been about 2 years since he's been chanting 16 rounds and following the regulative principles. Prabhuji has two boys. One is 8-year-old and the other 12-year. And they are doing the Bhakti Sangha kids classes. Prabhuji and his wife, both of them, they are chanting for quite some time now. Prabhu loves Srila Prabhupada, and his TOVP project is very dear to him. Prabhu speaks Italian, Punjabi, Hindi, and English. And on July 13, while he was Googling chanting groups, he found our Bhakti Sangha, and he joined just for chanting initially. Later, he came to know about the Srimad Bhagavatam classes that followed just after the chanting, and he started attending the Bhagavatam classes. And his favorite is Srimad Bhagavatam, and he's very attached to listening to the Bhagavatam classes, and he wants to take it one scripture at a time. So as of now, he wants to concentrate on Bhagavatam. And he understood that, to cover the 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's going to take about 55 years if he does one verse per day. So that is his goal, but I'm sure Prabhu is going to raise his goal, and he'll finish it off in probably less than 5-6 years. It's not going to take so long for him, because he's going to do multiple verses a day very soon. And we are all witness to that, because we all know Prabhu in Bhakti Sangha. And in Bhakti Sangha, Prabhu, he engages in hosting the calls, in facilitating the speakers. He's known for especially facilitating the question and answer sessions, coordinating with the speaker and ending the call very nicely. And all the speakers actually especially have an eye for Raj Prabhu. Everyone looks out for Raj Prabhu because of his wonderful hosting capabilities. So he's very, very friendly. And besides that, I also wanted to mention, since the Krishna Katha Mela has started, Prabhu has been extremely regular on all the classes. Even he cannot unmute and speak, he makes sure that he sends a message to the speaker after listening to the class very carefully. So that's a wonderful quality, and he's become a part of our family. And we're very grateful to have him on the call today. Very nice person, very nice follower of Srila Prabhupada. So we are excited to hear from you today, being the first day or second day of Kartik, the first class of Kartik. We are very happy to have the topic on Damodar Leela. So Prabhuji, please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, my danvats to all of you, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity on this day of Kartik. It actually, my turn was on another day, honestly speaking, but then Krishna plans, he knows, you know, but what we can do. I'll start with the prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narotamam devim saraswatim vyasam tatho jayam udirayet nashta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati yuktam ashloke bhagatir bhavati naishtaki om magyanti mirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathavitam Tam Sanjeevam Sadhavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Sapadan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Visamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vaishya Cha Kripa Sindhu Vaye Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna to all. Please bless me so I can speak in front of all of you. All of you are so exalted devotees. So many things to learn from all of you. This lesson I prepared from different videos. Everything is coming from Guru Parampara. I listened from different classes of very exalted devotees who are from years in this Parampara. Actually, I was amazed how much I learned from this, listening from this, and hopefully I will be able to share something and purify myself. So, what is the benefit from listening to Guru Parampara? I listened a very nice example. It is like a camera or a telescope. You know, in the camera telescope, more lenses you have, more near you see. You put one lens, you see that far. You put another lens, you see more far, and so forth and so forth and so forth, right? So same with us, Guru Parampara. More bhaktas you have between you and Krishna, more Krishna is near. And how the lens is very transparent. Otherwise, you won't be able to see. The lens is our guru. A guru is very transparent. So Krishna is near with this parampara, and the same from other side. Krishna wants to see us through the parampara. He don't want us just by ourselves. I will share the screen. Meanwhile, I'll be talking. I prepared a small slideshow, nothing big, but certainly to glorify Krishna. Start with the. Is the screen visible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji.
This is the. Who is Krishna? Of course, we all know who is Krishna, but certainly we have to glorify him. I found this nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Barha pidam natvar vapu. Karneo karnikaram bibratvasah kanak kapisham vajanti chamalam randharveno adhar sudhya purnaya grop vrindar vrindaranayam svapadaramanam pravishad geet kirtihi. So the verse says about Sri Krishna, glories of Sri Krishna. He is wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnika flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vajanti garland. Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. Jai. And then certainly Parikshit Maharaj is listening this katha from Shukadev Goswami. We are at the canto 10th, so that means he don't have much time left he has listened so much, but still he is not satisfied. So he asks more from Sukadeva Goswami. And he says, Yena yena avatarena bhagavan hari ishwaraha karoti karna ramyani mano gyani chana prabho. So he says, what happens when we listen to the Krishna katha? And the benefits are described like this. When we listen to the Krishna katha, it's very pleasant to the ears. And we all know that. It's beautiful when we listen to it. And being pleasant to the ears goes into us and it attracts the mind. So the mind is cleaned. Of course, we listen to the Krishna katha, mind is clean. Our anarthas go away gradually. And with clean mind, we can understand more the relation between us and God. And when we understand the relation, our heart gets pure. And with pure heart, we get bhakti. And certainly, Parikshit Maharaj is listening to Katha in the association of devotees. And association with devotees is very important. We have heard so many times there are 84 lakh species. And then there is a human species. And then there are devotee species, which is very, very rare. So we attach with it as much as we can. So as Damodar month has started, I would love to start with the Damodar Ashtakam. Recite it at my best. Namamishwaram Sachidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashodabiolukuladhavamanam Paramishtamam Matyanto Drutya Gopya Rudantam Muhurnetram Yugamam Rejantam Karambhoja Yugamena Satankanetram Muhushwasakam Patri Rakhakata Chitagravam Damodaram Bhakti Bhattam Iti Driksvalila Bhir Ananda Kunde Swaghosham Nimajatam Makhyapayantam Tadiyeshut Gneshur Bhaktar Jitatvam Pune Prematastam Shatavriti Vande Varam Deva Moksham Na Mokshavadimva Na Chanyam Vrineham Vareshadapiha Idam teva purnath gopal balam sadame manasya virastam kimanya idam te mukham bhojam matyanta neela vritam kuntala snigdha raktascha gopya muhushchumbitam bimba raktam dharamme manasya virastam alam lakshalabha namo deva damodar ananta vishnu Prasida prabho dukh jalabdhi magnam Kripa drishti vrishtyati dinam batanu Grihanesh mamakyam mityakshi drishya Kuveratma jobath mrityav yadvat Twayamochito bhakti bhajo kritocha Tatha prema bhaktim sovakme prayaksha Namokshe graho mestiddamodareha Namaste stu damne spurat dipti dhamne Padiyodarayat vishvasya dhamne Namo radhikaya twadiyo priyaya Namo nantalilaya divyaya tubhyam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Okay, so let's go into the katha. So what's happening is just an episode between mother and a boy, but we all know the special boy is Krishna and mother is Yashoda, of course, and it's a transcendental realm. We will see during this katha how strong the bhakti is, and God will show us that with our efforts what we can do. There will be so many examples, and God certainly responds to our efforts. If we are there with all the heart and conviction, he is there too. He is right now here too. So he keeps the word, and we will see the third part where he keeps the words of his devotees too. We'll not go deep into that. We'll stick with the Damodar Leela. So in this Leela, we will also see what we as sadhakas can learn from the Nitya Siddhas. Because what's happening is between Yashoda and Krishna, they are Nitya Siddhas, you know, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna, Yashoda is mother. So we'll try to see what we can learn from them. So Yashoda is churning the butter early morning, but somebody can ask, why Yashoda is churning the butter, because she is a Maharani, and there should be so many other workers at home. So question is, why Mother Yashoda is working on this day? So there are four reasons Acharyas explained. First of all, it happened on a Diwali. So many workers are off on Diwali. So this is the first reason that they say why Yashoda is churning the butter. And then second reason they say, Krishna was stealing from other gopi's house. Yashoda was getting so many complaints. Oh, your son is stealing, coming to our house. And Yashoda was, a little bit annoyed now with all these complaints. So she said, maybe my workers are not making good makhan, good butter. So let me try it. So she was trying to prepare the butter. The third reason, Nanda Baba, out of his 9 lakh cows, about 8 cows were Padmaganda cows. And they will eat a special grass and give a special milk, which has a lotus fragrance. So Yashoda was thinking, if I boil this milk and I prepare some sweets with it, and also the dahi and makhan from this milk, Krishna might just not go anywhere and stay at my home and not going to steal. So this was the third reason why Mother Yashoda was working. And of course, this happened on the day of Diwali. And in those days, in Braj, they were doing the Indra Yagna, the Indra Puja, because of course they were all farmers and they very much depended on rain. So, and in Vedic times, Indra was very famous for the rain, still famous is, but now we know our real purpose to pray only Krishna. So that was the fourth reason why they were busy also, and Mother Yashoda was working. But certainly I heard this beautiful verse, why to pray Krishna. This is very Subhashita, very nice verse. It says, Akashat patitam toyam yatha gachati sagaram sarva deva namaskara keshvam prati gachati. It says very nicely, just as water falling from the sky goes to the sea, so same way salutation to all the gods reach to the supreme god, which is Keshav. So that's the reason. So what we should learn from this this thing, that Mother Yashoda itself was working. She is queen of Vraja, so she was working. So we learn as a sadhakas, we learn the service attitude. Even if the other workers were not there, she was working. So if we have some service and somebody's missing, so we have to do that service. Service is very important, very, very important. So I don't have to say to this Bhakti Sangha group, because all of you guys are amazing. All of the Matajis are so dedicated. But this is for me, for my purification. If I can get even 1% of what I speak, I'll be okay. So also, Krishna wants this Leela to happen. So there are a few reasons why Krishna wants this Leela to be happen. As we saw in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the earlier episode, Yashoda saw the whole universe in mouth of Krishna. And now Krishna wants her to forget that he's Narayan or he's a Supreme Lord. But he just wants her love. So it can happen only if he presents himself as a just a small kid, not a Bhagawan. So that was the first reason why Krishna wanted this. So at that time, Krishna, of course, wanted to attach with her in that Leela, but everything went opposite. He opened the mouth and Yashoda seeing all the universe, and he was gone, kicked out by Yashoda. So, and the third Leela after this, which is Nalakuvera and Manigriva Leela, Yamal Arjuna trees, and that is connected to this Leela too. So that is the reason why Krishna wants this Leela too. Krishna in one step can do so many things. So we know that with so many other duties. So Mother Yashoda is now churning the butter and she's singing glories of Shri Krishna. And she's singing about Krishna. She's singing about how he killed Putana, Shatkasur, and Trinavarta. Very beautifully she's singing. So it is, Acharya has explained, Krishna is still in the bed and Yashoda is churning the butter, the yogurt. And her bangles while churning were making very beautiful noise like Kartal. And on the other side, the churning rod itself was making a very beautiful noise like Mridanga. So very beautiful combination. Vaditra Madhyan Manasura Sena. So of course, when all this beautiful kirtan is going on, like a Mangal Arati, how Krishna can be in the bed? So he woke up and he comes to Yashoda. So we learn another a small thing from this. I'll share another time the screen. So what Yashoda is doing, she's putting, what Yashoda is doing, she is putting all her mind, effort, and voice, manacha vacha karma, in service of Krishna, so that Krishna is attracted and has to come. So same way, when we do a service or anything, if we do with all the heart, we should understand with this episode that the Krishna will come. There is no point that Krishna won't come. So the Krishna will come. When we put all our effort to please Krishna, Krishna comes. And Krishna explains this to Narada. He says, Naham tishtami vaikunthe yoginam hridyeshuva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtami Narada. He says, my dear Narada, actually I do not reside in my abode Vaikuntha. This is Krishna saying. Nor do I reside within the heart of the yogis who try to get Krishna. But I reside in that place where my pure devotees chant my holy name and discuss my form, pastimes, and qualities. So we can understand Krishna comes to Bhakti Sangha every day because we do it every day. So Mother Yashoda is singing like pretty much all of us. You know, when before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was, many of us maybe, we were doing the same. We were hearing some song and we will just, you know, chant it during the daily activities, especially around the kitchen and in the bathroom for most of us. For me, it was. So, but now we know the real purpose of life. So we need to attach more to Krishna as much as possible. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna niveshtate. He says, however and whatever, just try to attach to Krishna and then your life will be successful. So we have to find the ways how we can talk of Krishna all the time. Like anything we do, we can just insert Krishna somehow. I have tried it and it was okay successfully, but it's beautiful when you can insert Krishna in many things that you are doing. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, in Madhya Leela 22.13, it says, Samartavya Satatam Vishnur Vismartyona Jatuchit. Srila Prabhupada, he used to love this verse. He used to say, always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Like, always remember him and never forget him anytime. So this is practically the verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there's another lesson we learn from this, that we should learn to get service attitude that will keep us from mundane activities. Because if we don't have a service, we might just do something else, something material, and that's just a waste of time. We all have done that before coming to Krishna consciousness, through YouTube and through Netflix and through TV. So much of time waste, which does not worth nothing, like it give us nothing. Krishna Katha is just so pleasing. It just remains in you. You want to listen that. You are continue thinking of that. So that's another lesson that we should learn from this. And we should also learn the service attitude in how we can do the best for Krishna. How Mother Yashoda was not only churning the milk, but she was doing it at her best capacity. Out of 9 lakh cows, she chose the Padmaganda cows. She feed her special things, special grass, so she can have the best milk for Krishna. This is what we should do. Like, at our best we should do, if we can. That way the Krishna will be happy. And the last point, we should wake up early, how Mother Yashoda was wake up early. Most of us do, but yeah, this is the things we learn from this episode. Now going ahead, Krishna, back to the story. Krishna was hungry, and we know Mother Yashoda was with Krishna all the time in Braja. So Mother Yashoda is a personification of Vatsalya Prem, parental love. In the Bhagavatam, in the episodes of Trinavarta, it's very nicely explained. When Trinavarta took away Krishna, she cries like a cow. She just falls on the floor. This is how much she loves Krishna. She was crying like crazy, like my Krishna is gone away. Her love is just not explainable in the words. So here, while singing for Krishna, and then Krishna comes in, and the Mother Yashoda breasts were wet with the milk, which was her love for Krishna. This is how much a mother and a child attached. On the one side, Krishna woke up, he's hungry, and on the other side, mother has the milk for Krishna. Just a beautiful thing that mothers are something else. Mothers are the real God, actually, in the world. So we also know Lord is Atmaram. He's fully satisfied. Still, this Lord needs mother's milk. Now, what is being explained here is that the mother's milk value has been explained. How the mother milk is useful for the kids, how it is important for the kids, it's explained here. So Krishna is looking for Mother Yashoda. Let's go with the story. So God is looking for the devotee, Hare Krishna. This happens, you know, this happens here too, with us too. So you would ask how it happens, Raj. So of course, many times, all you beautiful devotees, you say, we are humble, you know, we are fallen. But all you great Vaishnavas say this to instruct fools like me to not get pride. But really, just think one day, all of us, if we have to not do our rounds, we don't have to see the beautiful deities that we are at our home. Oh, it will feel so bad. Like, there is no word to explain the sadness if we don't have to chant for one single day. So this explains, you know, that Krishna is looking for us, because inside he is giving us all these inspiration, our Guru Maharaj Krishna. But certainly we don't have to slow down thinking, Krishna is looking for me. And we all know Maya is very strong, because it is Shakti of Krishna in the end, and it will grab us so easily. So we have to be very steady in our sadhana, and it's like a medicine. When we many times have a medicine, and we do a, let's say doctor says 30 days for this medicine, we do a course of 4, 5, 6 days, and then we feel better, and then we leave the medicine, and then the problems comes back. So we don't have to do this with Harinam. We have to take it right till the end of the lifetime, so we can stick to our path to Krishna. But certainly this is only by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas that we can do our bhajan kriya. So let's explain, let's go ahead. So Yashoda's Maya beauty is explained here in Srimad Bhagavatam. I took many references from Srimad Bhagavatam and of course from Krishna book. So how flowers are coming down from her hair. And the Acharyas explained that flowers, because this is a spiritual realm, everything, the rope that will bind Krishna, everything here is transcendental. Everything is just devoted to the Lord. So the flowers are thinking that she is such a great devotee of Lord. She is working hard for Lord. She is singing glories of the Lord. So we cannot stay on her head. So they have to fall into their feet. So this is what Acharya explains nicely about the flowers. So Krishna comes and into the room, and he holds the churning rod. So practically he's indicating that he wants Yashoda. So Yashoda understands that Krishna is hungry, and she goes with him and starts feeding him. Such a beautiful moment. They're looking at each other. Krishna is getting the feel. He's Supreme Lord. This is why he's here for, to get just the love of his devotees. Many times we think he's here to kill the miscreants, as he says himself in Bhagavad Gita, but he can just give one single heart attack to anyone and just let him go away from this world. The real purpose for him is to relish the love of devotees. So Krishna here is feeling is how to be a child, how much love a mother has when she's feeding her child. And he was not tasting the milk, but the love coming with the milk. And both are relishing each other, Yashoda and Krishna. And on the other side, we know Yashoda has put some milk on fire for Krishna. Of course, she wants to boil the milk to make some sweets later. So there is milk on the boiling pan. And now milk is thinking. He's thinking, he's devotee too. So he's thinking, now Krishna is relishing so much this milk, he will not take my service. He will not drink me. So he says, there is no use of this life if I can't be in use of Krishna. And he decides to end his life by being boiled and by jumping into the fire. So he's just trying to do that. And you know, when the milk boils, we all know there's a bursting sound. So Yashoda realized that milk is boiling. So what she does is she put Krishna on the side and she runs to save the milk. Now, we would think why she put Krishna on the side. Now, Acharya has explained very nicely here that Yashoda was actually always thinking for Krishna. And she knew ultimately that milk has to be used for service of Krishna. So this is the reason that she ran to save the milk. And we have to learn from this episode a very nice lesson. What is the lesson here? Let's share the screen here. So, multitasking. From Yashoda, we understand multitasking. If needed and if asked by our spiritual master, we can do multitasking. Like Yashoda, she's feeding, she sees the milk is boiling, she goes to save the milk. The second point, very important point, the devotee care. As milk was a devotee and Yashoda understood that, and that is the correct mood of devotional service, to help other devotees. And in this group, I don't even have to say anything about it, because how much devotees are being helped in this group to connect to Krishna is just amazing. So devotee care is very beautiful, very important. And the last point, that will be discussed later. I'm mixing up the katha. Okay, so this is what Acharya has explained. Very nice explanation from Acharya, actually. We should be so humble and pay our gratitude to Acharyas who have explained this katha so nicely with so many points. So now Krishna is not happy. Why he's not happy? He's relishing this mother love, and he's thinking now, he's thinking he has an incarnation which resides in the milk ocean, and here Mother Yashoda for 2 liters of milk is leaving him on the globe. So even though he's God, he's saying, "Oh God, what's happening with me?" So he's not happy overall. So he presses his red lips with his teeth. So very beautiful here. Acharya explained the red lips represent anger and white teeth of Krishna represent peace. So he's teaching when we get angry, we have to press that anger with the peace. That's what the message of Krishna is. We can get so many messages from this Leela. It's unbelievable. I, of course, could not get all of them, but I will be going with more messages. It's beautiful. And Krishna continues with the Leela. So what he does is, as he's a little angry and we will explain it in the very end what anger can do. He throws a stone on the butter pot. And when he breaks the pot, even though he's small, his physics is amazing. He times it so accurately. He knows when the milk is going to boil and then the bursting sound is a little more. At the exact time he throws the stone on this pot, and right in the bottom of the pot, support won't break completely. And the milk, the yogurt can come out from underneath. And there is no noise too, because it's full. When you hit it on the empty space, the noise is more. And when you fit in the full space, the noise is less. So this is the plan of Krishna, and he is very successful. So now there is butter all over the room. So what happens is, there are footprints of Krishna now. So Acharya has explained very nicely here another point, that the same Lord who come as a Vamandev can cross the whole universe in couple of footsteps. And here he cannot cross a small puddle of yogurt and his footsteps are on the yogurt. So Mother Yashoda comes in and she saw the footstep. Of course, she realized that this is Krishna. Now look at the beauty of this katha. Very small details have been given. There is he breaks it and there is footsteps. Even though Parikshit Maharaj has only a few days. So this is the beauty of Krishna katha. This is beauty of Shukdev Goswami. So Yashoda is now laughing. Now Acharya has explained many reasons, because right now it's not a laughing moment, because Krishna just made a mess. Why would she laugh? But she is thinking that Krishna has become so intelligent that he has broken pot in such a certain way. There was no noise of the breakage. This happens with us too sometimes. Whenever kids do something bad and they are trying to hide it, and we kind of realize that this is what he is doing or she is doing, and we are angry. But then we think, oh, what a smarty pants. You know, we all have that experience with the kids. So she is remembering also some pastime when he was caught stealing. You know, when something happened even to us, many times some past episodes just flashbacks into our mind. So Krishna is thinking of a couple of pastimes. once Krishna sees a reflection of himself in a pot, and he says to Mother Yashoda, "This is the thief. He steals all the time. Catch him." So Mother Yashoda is thinking all that. Once Krishna is stealing butter, and some gopis come to him, and gopi says, "What is happening here?" And angry. And Krishna says, "Oh, you know what? I was feeling very hot on my hand. So I said I put it into the butter just to soothe my hand." And of course, they are all laughing. And once another episode, Krishna puts butter on mouth of a sleeping boy and says, "Oh, he drank, he ate all the butter. It's not me." So Mother Yashoda had all these flashbacks. So she's laughing what happened with my Krishna. So Yashoda, of course, later goes and find Krishna, and he's sitting on a mortar upside down, and he's feeding to the monkeys. So charity begins at home. Monkeys are being fed. So monkeys have a real feast for Diwali. It was the day of Diwali. We all know that. So Krishna has been founded white-handed. First time somebody find white-handed will be punished here. So why monkeys? Acharya has explained very nicely. Acharya explained he's thanking the monkeys because in the Treta Yuga, they helped him build a bridge on the ocean, of course, to get Mother Sita back. At that time, Lord was never able to pay those monkeys. So we can say that was the first free army of the world. No clothing expense, no food expense, no accommodation expense, no expense at all. And Lords win the war and brings the Mother Sita back. So there is another lesson from this. What is the lesson? Lesson is that Lord will reward our services. This is the proof. Even though as a devotee, we don't want that rewards from Lord, but Lord never forgets. From Treta Yuga, he remembered them now and he's feeding them now. This is how merciful Lord is. So now let's go with the story. Yashoda comes and she saw monkeys with the Krishna. Now Krishna is not looking at Yashoda because he's feeding monkeys. But when monkeys see Yashoda, they started running here and there. And Krishna realized, oh, Yashoda is here. And he starts running. And there is another very beautiful reason that Acharyas explain. They say that wind itself, because wind devta, Vayudev, wind itself comes from Mother Yashoda to Krishna and tells him to run as fast as he can. The wind tells him he might skip yogis and gyanis, but he cannot skip the mama. Mama is coming, so run. So Krishna looked, has his mother actually. And Acharyas explain, Yashoda has a stick in her hand and sticks has some gems on it. Now the gems are asking forgiveness to Krishna. Oh, it's not our fault. It's Yashoda that that has us in hand. So it's beautiful how Acharyas are explaining this this story. And Acharyas also explain why the grinding mortar was put upside down, because the birds can make it dirty. So it was put up and upside down. So now the Krishna is running. And Acharyas explain because of running, he has earrings in his ears, and his earrings are kissing his cheeks. It is a beautifully explained. I was just loving it when I was listening to these stories and reading these stories. So Mother Yashoda is chasing Krishna, and the flowers are falling, and her hair went loose. This is all to help Yashoda. Flowers were thinking, oh, if we go down, she might feel a little light. And also the hair said, if we can open up, you know, when our mothers and sisters, when my wife, we all say, when you open the hair, you say, oh, I feel a little easy, a little lighter. So same way they were trying to help Yashoda. So she's chasing Krishna and she's saying, oh, king of monkeys, oh, king of thieves. And she's running behind him, giving him all these names. So some acharyas explained that flowers also jumped because they said, oh, we don't want to be with this devotee who is chasing a god with a stick. That's another reason being given for the flowers going down. So like Yashoda caught Krishna, Yashoda is able to grab Krishna at a certain point. He's running, he looks behind, and Yashoda grabs him. So like Yashoda caught Krishna, same thing, we have to learn a very beautiful lesson from this episode. We have to, like he controls Krishna, we have to practice and control the mind. And we can be able to, right now I'm not at a stage, but hopefully. So in 6.19 Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yatha Deepo Nivastato. So he says the mind should be as steady as a lamp in a windless place. Now, this is very easy to understand, right? In a windless place, lamp can be steady. It's not that of a big of a deal. But in 6.23, Krishna, of course, he's Tribhangi. He can't go straight. He says, Guru Napi Vichalyate. He says that mind is never even shaken, even in the mid of a greatest difficulty. So that means that lamp now not is in a windless place, but in a storm. Now the challenge comes. How the mind can be not, mind can be steady in the biggest difficulty? How this lamp, this key lamp can be steady in a storm? So a very nice example of aeroplane has been given. So we know when a storm comes, storm is about 200 kilometers an hour, 300 max has been recorded, and it destroys really big time. It can take away the homes, uproot the trees, and do big damages. But we all have sit in an aeroplane. I think all of us in this association right now. So aeroplane, we all know, is going at a speed of 1,000, 1,200 kilometers per hour. So if a storm of 200 kilometers can destroy everything, but we are sitting in an aeroplane and on 1,000 kilometer, and we are watching something, we are relaxed, we are eating something, we are talking to someone next to us who don't we even know, we are joking. How come? Because there is a shield between us and the outside environment. Even if there is a small crack, we are all gone. So same in our bhakti. In our bhakti, the shield is the devotees. Even if we go little outside of this shield, boom, yeah, we are gone. So we have to stay in this cover of devotees, which Krishna and our Guru Maharaj is, and Prabhupada through this ISKCON has given us. That's a very beautiful lesson to learn from Yashoda. Now, Yashoda, back to Yashoda. He held the hand of Krishna. Now look at the beauty here. It's very beautiful. First time ever when Krishna is crying and there's nobody here to wipe his tears. Whenever in the past he's mischievous, he is stealing butter from gopis, he's breaking their pots, whatever he's doing, there is Yashoda always to protect him. She can counterfight all Vrindavan for Krishna. And here he's crying, Rudantam Muhur Netram Yugmam Rajantam Karamboja Yugamena Satanka Netram. So he's crying, but there is no one to clean his face. Yashoda is actually holding his one hand and he is trying to clean himself with the second hand, and all the kajal is being spread on his face. He is the one who will sleep tightly with Yashoda in the night times. He is the one who will hold Yashoda's finger and try to walk. And now Yashoda is holding him, but the mood is very different here. So Yashoda sees that the boy is very afraid now because he started crying. So she thinks she might have a trauma, right? Every mother can see her child. So she throws the stick away. And now he seems like a little okay because she stick is not anymore there. So Yashoda asked him why he broke the pot. And Krishna answered that it was the will of God and your karmas. Of course, he's God himself. Of course, stick is gone. We all know that. So Krishna is trying to be boss now. So Yashoda asks, why you fed the monkeys? So Krishna's answer is very beautiful. He says, who made the monkeys has inspired me to feed the monkeys. And that's true too. He made the monkeys. He made everything in this world. So Yashoda asked, I was going to offer the prasadam to the God first. So do you think you are God? And and you like to steal and eat? So all the statements here are correct. So he's speechless. He is God. He loves to steal. He loves to have love of devotees. Now Yashoda thought, what to do with this guy? And she says to him, with staying with monkeys, you're like monkey. And he says back to Yashoda, he said, okay, if you think I'm like monkey, I'll go to the forest and stay with monkeys. And now Yashoda get worries. She says, he might go to the forest. He's like that. He's what he is. He's a restless guy. So she thinks to bind him with the rope. So now we all know she tries to bind with him a rope, and rope won't go around his waist. One rope, two rope, three rope, four ropes. She put all her effort, but the rope is not going around the waist. So here we will listen another miracle that happened in this material world too. And we all know about that miracle. So this is a miracle, right? Because the rope is not going around.
whatever happened before can happen in this world, but this one cannot happen in this world. But certainly, a devotee is never looking for a miracle from the God. For a devotee, he not binded with thousands of rope, or he lifting Govardhan on his small finger, that's not the only miracle. For a devotee, miracle is when he steals. That's a miracle for a devotee. When he runs away from the battlefield, that becomes a miracle for devotees. And when other gopas play with him and beat him sometime and defeat him, and that's a miracle for devotees too. This is the miracle that devotees love. And miracles happen in this world too, I was saying. And we all know over Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. He opened his first small temple in New York when he didn't know that he was able to pay the rent of that place next month. No, he have no clue. He just opened it. And what happens when he opens? One of the earlier students, he gave him a picture for the decoration of the temple. You all know what that picture is? It's one man in the middle and two men standing on the side, Panchatattva. And the funny part is, this is not the funny for us, but this is all arrangement of God. And the disciple says he was on a tour to India. We're talking of 70s. He was on a tour to India in Rishikesh, and he got this picture. Even today in 2021, if any of us goes to Rishikesh, it's literally impossible to find a picture of Panchatattva. It's literally impossible. And he found it in Rishikesh, and he brings back, and he sees a man called Prabhupada or Srila Prabhupada, and he gives him that picture for the decoration of the temple, Hari Bol. And then there is another student, Malati Mataji, and she goes to New York in some store, 1970. And from a store, she found Jagannath, Hari Bol. What a beautiful arrangement of Lord. This is miracle. This is miracle in this world, which happened to Srila Prabhupada. Another beautiful pastime of Prabhupada, when he goes to London to open a temple. Now, everybody is so much absorbed in the preparation of temple. They are a new movement, but they are flourishing like nothing under the directions of Prabhupada. They're growing like crazy. Like everybody's like Hare Krishna movement. So everybody's running to open this new temple. But what happens is nobody thinks of deities. Nobody orders the deities. And at a certain point, they are that late that even if they order the deity specially from any place in India, it can't reach to London. And but still, everybody's just taking Krishna names because they are all dependent on Krishna all the time. They were so absorbed, Srila Prabhupada and their first disciples. They have done so much for us that we cannot thank them. So now, because the George Harrison was involved, this is a very famous, he was very famous in England, of course. So there were flyers all over, Krishna temple opening, Krishna temple opening, Krishna temple opening. So just a couple of days before, Prabhupada gets a call, they get a call. Some Goyal family, they call from England, London, and they says, you know what, we have a couple of deities here, Radha Krishna, but there is a small issue. So Prabhupada goes there right away. Prabhupada is happy, he goes there right away. And after some talks, they realized that the finger of the Radha Rani was chipped, the deity, the finger. Prabhupada just gets the deities and come back. And later Prabhupada reveals to his disciples how Krishna, just to help them, breaks the fingers of Radha Rani. Hare Krishna. This is the miracle. This is miracle. So when a devotee puts his effort, the miracles happens. So Acharyas explains very nicely the two fingers show drop is, first finger is our effort to get Krishna, and the second finger is Krishna mercy. So the mercy is law, mercy of Lord is what allowed the love of Yashoda to bind him. So same thing, you know, we saw in the pastime before, Yashoda saw she sees all the universe in the mouth of Krishna, and now he's binding Krishna. So he's binding pretty much all the universe. Same happened with Prabhupada. He binded all universe. Universe mean to say this planet, maybe he's still doing in other universes too. This is about Prabhupada. But he opened Krishna temples all over on this world at an age where we can't even imagine. And just a magic. No words. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So also he gets bound by devotees because his heart is soft. Acharyas explained very nicely. What you eat is what you become. And what Krishna eats? Butter. So his heart is very soft. So he lets Yashoda to bound him. Same, we should learn another lesson from here. Same with our chanting. If we chant and we chant so much that we get tired, Krishna will see us. Oh, here my devotee is tired. I should go to him. So this is so many episodes in this Leela that we should learn from. Another example of our Prabhupada actually coming under the control of his devotees, in the Antya Leela of Prabhupada, Prabhupada said he was very sick, very sick. He said to his devotees that he wants to go for Govardhan Parikrama. And now one of the group of the devotees agrees. They said, okay, that's perfectly fine. But there was another group. They said, no, absolutely no. And there was some Maharaj in that group. And they said, no, Prabhupada is so weak, he can't go. And what happens is after 3 days, Prabhupada leaves this material world and he goes back to his dham, Goloka. Now, whoever stopped Prabhupada was in big anxiety. Oh my God, we stopped our Guru Maharaj and that was his last wish. Anybody can be in that anxiety, right? But later, when a disciple went to Prabhupada's room, in Prabhupada's room, in Bhagavatam, this shloka 10.9.19 was opened, where it explained very nicely how the master comes under control of his devotees. Haribol. This is what Prabhupada did. So here the katha ends. Now look at the greatness of God, of Krishna. He is bound right now, but he is thinking how he can release his devotees, which were being cursed by Narada Muni. Of course, we all know Nal Kubera and Mani Griva. So that's a different beautiful pastime connected to the grinding motor, how he will bring down the trees. I will stop here. And I hope I was not too fast. Usually people say I'm very fast. So thank you so much for your blessings. If you guys liked anything, everything is coming from Guru Parampara, everything from all the different lectures of all the exalted devotees. I just cut and paste pieces here and there. If there was any fault, any mistake, I must have said something wrong. That's completely my fault, not from them. And so please forgive me if there was any kind of fault. Thank you so much. And please keep blessing me. I am very new. I can be that lamp in the storm where it just goes away. So please bless me. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Rajprabhu. What a relishable class. Thank you so much. I mean, your involvement while narrating the Leela, you were literally, entering the Leela and relishing each and every word. So that was rubbing on to us. Thank you so much for such a beautiful narration with wonderful, wonderful lessons. No mistakes. And of course, you were sticking to Guru Parampara. So it was beautiful. And the way you also linked in Prabhupada's katha was very, very nice. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I don't have any questions, but amazing, amazing delivery of the katha. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. All coming from Parampara, nothing from me. I'm just a parrot, copy-paste. Nothing from me.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandottanam. Such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. Starting with Damodarastakam and you are singing. That was so nice, Prabhuji, hearing from you. And every point, like some of the points I like was like why Yashoda Mata was working. You have collected so many points, very beautiful. And explaining about the Kartal sound of the bangles and Mrudangam sound. And so many Prabhupada pastimes, miracle pastimes. And the cows that Padmagandha cow you are saying, right? So all those points are very nice, Prabhuji. So nice to hear from you. We look forward to so many things from you, Hare Krishna.
There was a beautiful point that I actually loved it. Actually, our acharyas are amazing, Mataji. Like they go so deep into the katha. I will share one last slide, and it's so beautiful. And we all should learn from this.
Please, you this can one. Share, Prabhuji.
It's I was amazed how deep they can go. Well, this was multitasking. This is what we learned from monkeys. So I collected some pictures. So what happened is Krishna has a desire of milk, right? And we all have some desire sometime. He didn't get the milk and he gets angry. The krodha comes. So kama krodha. And then he gets violent, himsa. And then lobha comes. You know, he gets more butter. And then, of course, when you know you do something wrong, there is fear. So bhaya comes. But if we add Krishna to everything in our life, everything starts from here, from kama, desire. And if we have no desire, like we cannot have no desire, but our desire should be directed to Krishna and connected to Krishna. So big house, big cell phone, big car, these are all things that just grab us away, you know. to get all of the big things, we have to work hard. Work hard means go away from devotees and Krishna, and there the trouble starts. So our acharyas has explained very nicely. It's beautiful what they have done for us.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Yeah, so true. Thank you for sharing that. And presentation was also very neat and so nice, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Yes, Mataji, go ahead. Whoever would like, go ahead.
Such a beautiful, beautiful class for him. And we could feel that how much you yourself is absorbed in this while narrating this katha. And especially when Preeti Vilasni Mataji was giving your introduction that for the love that you have for Srila Prabhupada, we could feel that love, you know, while you were speaking this katha. Because, you know, when the genuine love is not there, then it's very difficult. Just, you know, yes, sometimes speakers bring Prabhupada, some topic of Prabhupada in their class, but time and again, you were just saying, Prabhupada ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai. So that shows that how much love you have and you really, you know, really value and really, you know, you mean it that yes, Prabhupada is victorious. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. And really pray, wish that you may develop more love and seeing you also get more and more inspired. So thank you, Prabhu. Class was fantastic. It was wonderful, as you already said, that it was, everything was coming from Acharya. So definitely everything is faultless, right?
So, thank you. Thank you so much.
Enthusiasm, Prabhu. It was very, very enthusiastic class. You were not fast, but I could somehow get a glimpse of Amogh Leela, Prabhu, while you were speaking. Maybe because you both are, you know, the same, like he's also Punjabi, you are also Punjabi. So maybe because of that. Well, I am also Punjabi. So, thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wonderful class.
Thank you so much, Mataji. All glories to Prabhupada, because if not for him, we won't be sitting here today. We might be doing something mundane, which is of no use. So certainly you said very nicely, Mataji, all glories to Prabhupada. Without him, we are nothing and we will be just lost. As we say every morning, you know, we'll be just lost in this material existence, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhu. Yadi Prabhupada na hoi to tabhi ke hoi to ye jeevan pai taake. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Raj Prabhu. All glory to Shri Prabhupada. What a beautiful class. You know, uncountable number of lessons. You know, I know few lessons, but so many I did not know. It was beautiful. I especially liked two of the ones that stuck in my mind is Krishna is looking for us. And the other one was that we need to have the shield and we need to have the Vaishnava shield. I thought those were the beautiful, just spot on. And as both Preeti Vilasni and Preeti Vilasni Mataji was saying, your enthusiasm is jumping off the screen. And I think you say, I just started in Krishna consciousness. But the thing is, there's no just starting, right? Once you're in, one thing. And the other thing is, I think the beauty of the Sangha is that even if you've been in the movement for many, many years, sometimes we get a little stagnant. Sometimes we get a little bit, you know, complacent and we just kind of, you know, go through the motions, but it takes this association of seeing different people at different stages to see that enthusiasm for us to get the fire lit underneath us also. So I thank you very much for that, because I felt your enthusiasm and it just made me much happier that I'm in the right place. And the other thing that you said that really stuck in my mind was that Krishna just went, I lost it, but well, it was something else, but if I remember, I'll tell you. But yeah, that enthusiasm just really comes that we all need. We all need this association. And thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Everything coming from Parampara. Thank you.
Thank you, Paneshwari Mataji. Sukhasagari Mataji, you can please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvar Pranams. A very nice class, Prabhuji. Like Kirtida Mataji said, I also echo the same. Amogh Leela, Prabhuji, he gives away very deep concepts and heavy topics, but in a very light and in one sense humorous way that people don't even realize that, you know, he's giving these lessons. And I think you also have that same style of delivery, Prabhu, where, you know, your class seems very light and very, jovial in that sense, but then you are giving so heavy messages each and everywhere. And that is a real special quality in your classes, Prabhuji. And it really felt so light. But then when I started thinking, I had to log off for a few minutes for something else. And then again, I came back and I was like, I couldn't leave the class. So I was, thought for some reason the meeting ended soon. So I was happy to jump back in on the call. And then I was thinking that, oh my God, I mean, he's speaking such high truths, but, you know, in such a easy and palatable way. And Prabhuji, the one pastime which you mentioned, I've heard that, you know, Prabhupada says that the finger is broken, but I'd never heard that part where Prabhupada said that this was the arrangement of Krishna and he broke Radharani's fingers there. So is it documented somewhere, Prabhuji, or you heard it from some class?
Yes, Mataji, it is documented from the earlier disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So practically, actually what happened when they went to Goyal, Prabhupada, of course, that time movement was very new. And so Prabhupada didn't pay anything to those Goyals. And Prabhupada just rushed out with the deities because they were so happy they got the deities. So actually what happened, I didn't read it completely. Prabhupada stopped the van on the way. Now, this is a beautiful part. Please listen to it. They were not reached their destination, to their temple. Prabhupada stopped the van in the middle of the road. He says, please stop the van on the side. Prabhupada goes down. He opens the back of the van. And you know what he says, Mataji? This is Prabhupada words, not me. So Prabhupada says exactly like this. He says, Krishna is such a rascal that he break the finger of Radharani for helping us. So this is what he reveals to his disciples. Like, and we all know, like, we are in London in 70s, and they are opening a temple and it is so famous. Everywhere there are flyers where we can get a Krishna Radha deity. We can't even get from United States. Now there are so many Indians. It's difficult, but it's just complete mercy of Krishna. It's just complete arrangements of Krishna. So yes, Mataji, this episode is documented by Srila Prabhupada's disciple.
Very nice, Prabhuji. I mean, I do recall that Prabhupada, you know, after driving for 10 minutes, he says stop, and then he goes, yes, offers obeisances, offers the Brahma Samhita prayers, if I'm not wrong. And but I perhaps may have missed this detail of this beautiful quote of Srila Prabhupada which you just mentioned. Thank you so much.
I did not mention because I was actually scared. I'm like, no, I can't say that. But this is coming from Prabhupada. We are just repeating like parrots.
Sure, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And looking forward to more classes from you. Hare Krishna. And your Damodar Ashtakam recitation was also so nice, Prabhuji. So sweet to hear. Thank you
so much, Prabhuji, for sharing that. Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, you can please
go ahead. Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhuji. What a wonderful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much. And you started our Damodar month with your class. It's so nice. I just want to share this. Actually, today's class must be Lavanya Mataji's, right? Lavanya Mataji has to give today, but the day Lavanya Mataji gave must be given to Raj Prabhu. But Lavanya Mataji is not available, so she asked for the change only for Raj Prabhu's day because she is available only that day. But actually, you know, Raj Prabhu every day recites Damodar Ashtakam. That shows that how much love he has for Damodar Ashtakam, and Krishna also reciprocate. Today we can see that Prabhu is giving the class today, and now you were telling about Krishna counts every of our service, and he knows, he notifies it. And see, now we can see that how much Krishna has reciprocated with you, Prabhuji. It is very, very nice. I hope I also get that kind of love from Krishna. You are such a great devotee, Prabhuji. I'm especially fortunate that you have started joining Bhakti Sangha. I am so, so lucky, Prabhuji.
because you are chanting that you chant, you know, you continuously chant. You chant for early morning and you come back again, chant for mid morning. I don't know how many rounds you chant. When you chant it also very, very clearly you chant. And the way you listen, the classes are also very attentive, Prabhuji. And today's the class says is how attentively you hear, because every point you were explaining very detailedly, very nice, so many lessons to learn. And at the end, you were telling, if you add Krishna, there is no question of, you know, desire. And also we think that we want big house, big this, big that. For big things, we have to go away from Krishna. That is so true, Prabhu. I agree, because we ourselves are making our life complicated. We want everything so much luxurious that we want to enjoy everything. For that, we are ourselves, you know, struggling. I have to work one more extra for making my life luxurious. So that is so true, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much for your wonderful association. And also when I was hearing your introduction, I noticed that when you came back again to Krishna consciousness, that was also October, right? That is maybe Kartik. I don't know that year which when it's Kartik. Yes, so yes. Kartik is very, very, you know, very much merciful to you, Prabhuji, I guess. So thank you so much. And you like Amoglila Prabhu's classes, you hear him so much. And today we can see that he's you know, we can feel that the thing that what is in Amoglila Prabhu's class, we can see in your class also. So you have taken so much into heart of his classes, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhu, for your association. I am so happy that you are in Bhakti Sangha. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, thank you so much. It's completely opposite. I am so happy that I am in Bhakti Sangha. I am so happy that I found this. So yeah, initially when I found this, I found it at when Bhakti Sangha starts, I am 2 hours right now. Here it's 10 o'clock. So I think over there is maybe 12 o'clock now. So I start really early. So when I first found Bhakti Sangha, it was 8 o'clock my time. And I was just looking for some chanting group. So I Googled and I found Bhakti Sangha. And later, of course, I find that at my time at 5:15 a.m. in the morning, the first Bhagavatam class starts. So when the first class, it's 5 a.m. here in the morning. But certainly, Mataji, glories to you. You pushed me actually for this katha. I'll let everybody know. I didn't want it to do katha. But Vinita Mataji said, no, Raj Prabhu, you should do it. And he's like a sister. She's like a sister and a Mataji to me. So thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for all the kind words. I don't deserve much. I just do whatever I can. It's but I still need all of your blessings as much as you can. So this word is so bad. The Maya is so strong. It can just drag you away. So please just bless me so I can stay in the feet of Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees. Thank you.
All glories to yourself. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
So I request any other devotees would like to share their realizations.
Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very wonderful session, Prabhuji. I missed half of it, the first half, because I joined and then I was pulled into a meeting and then I just missed that. I didn't want to stop the Zoom because I thought, okay, I want to come back and listen. And last few days I've not been able to do that properly. So I was glad that at least the last part, and that was when you told that if there is even a slight crack, you know, our association is our protection. That's our barrier from everything else. And even if there is a slight crack, then we are finished. And that's right. Bhakti Sangha has been so helpful for me. I mean, not helpful, it's my life, actually. So, and we are very glad to have you. I just personally feel like all the speakers have that instant connection with you the moment they are on the call and you ask questions or you speak to them or you facilitate the discussions. They are like always, even the Maharajas are so, they talk to you like as though you have a long history. So I always feel that that's because of your potency itself. You know, they see you as you are. So very happy to be in your association, Prabhuji. One thing I just wanted to share was every time I see you, I will think, oh, my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, he looks exact, very much similar. And I'll see you with a big tilak and I'll think he loves spirituality. I mean, some practices, he does meditation and so much he does. But he's still not into ISKCON. He's not into spirituality. He's not into Krishna consciousness. So every time I see you, I think, oh, when is it that I'm going to see him like this? So please pray for us, Prabhuji. And please pray that we can all be there. We can all be in devotee association and go back to Goloka. Very wonderful class, Prabhuji. Whatever I heard was very sweet. So sweet description of Mother Yashoda running behind Krishna and the way the stick that she had, all the gems on it, trying to apologize to Krishna. Everyone is, I mean, each and every part detail was so beautifully explained, and his shark shaped earrings, trying to, you know, kissing his cheeks as he's running. So very, 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 very sweetly you explained, like when we are singing Damodarashtakam next time, we can also visualize all this very beautifully. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Really, Satyavata Muni in the end says, Namastestu Dhamne Svorat Dipti Dhamne. So he's paying obeisance also to the rope. So certainly you noted some beautiful points, which I love too. Everything in that realm is so beautiful, and everything is just devoted to Krishna. Everything, milk, the rope, the everything, the stick, everything, the flowers, everything. So beautiful. Yes, this is such a beautiful pastime, and I learned so much from it. And thank you so much for your kind words, Mataji. But I really need your association. I need your blessings. So please bless me. Thank you so much. Hari Bol.
Prabhuji, there are some chat realization I would like to read for you, Prabhuji. You have time, right, Prabhuji? Is it okay?
Yes, Mataji, but I think there is only good comments, which I don't deserve.
We would like to hear from the devotees. You always message, we see your message, so we read it for every devotee, and we would like to read the other devotees. Actually, they could not speak or something, so they just want to share their realizations. Yeah. Sukhasagari Mataji, very nice chanting of Damodarashtakam. Jai Hare Krishna. Vrinda Mataji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for beautiful class. I felt like you have been giving classes for many years, and you spoke like an experienced speaker. Very engaging class, but unfortunately need to leave. Looking forward to so much classes from you. Shyam Supriya Mataji, Hare Krishna Raj Prabhuji, very beautiful class. Vrinda Gopika Mataji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Sri Gurudev, Sri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai, very nectarian class. Such loves, ends, gives. Krishna Kata, thank you, Prabhuji. Vardhana Mataji, Hare Krishna Raj Prabhuji, very, very beautiful narration. Mahindra, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Very nice. You narrated whole Katha with different lessons. Amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you, all the devotees. Thank you, all the devotees on the call. Yeah. Thank you.
Just two more are there. Sorry, my cursor was not moving.
No problem.
Harita Mataji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very beautiful narration. Very nice realization. You are sound as an experienced speaker. Awesome. Shivani Mataji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for beautiful class. Hari Bol. Yeah. Thank you once again from Bhakti Sangha. We are so grateful for you, Prabhuji. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. If nobody, other devotees have their realizations.
Let's pay our obeisances to all the devotees on the call, please. Not for me.
For the Prabhuji and all the devotees in the call. Vancha Kalpataru, Patitanam, Patitanam, Pavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo, Namo Namah. Krishna Katha ki jai, Shri Prabhupad ki jai, Raj Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you.
With your permission, we can end the call here.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you to all the devotees. Thank you. Please bless me. That's what I ask from you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the message in Punjabi too.
Thank you, everyone, for joining. We'll meet again for tomorrow's class. Hari Bol.